The Banks of Africa Economic Transactions Index released for September showed a monthly increase of 2.7%. However, the monthly increase in transactions has slowed quite substantially from the 6.5% increase noted in the month of July. On an annualized basis, however, transactions were up 0.4%, considerably improved on the minus 4.3% level registered in August 2020 when compared to the same month last year. Well, to take a closer look at the data and other economic issues, I'm joined on the line by Mike Schussler. He's chief economist at economist.co.za. Thanks very much, Mike, for joining us. So upon closer inspection of the numbers, what are they telling you about economic transactional activity and its pace?
Well, everything is very much on the up at the moment, and it says to you that a lot of transactions are taking place in the economy. The third quarter GDP is likely to be an all-time record upward movement, seasonally adjusted and annualized around the 40% or so mark, could even be a bit higher. Mm-hmm. The fact of the matter is, though, we've got to just be a bit careful because this is part of the bounce. This quarter has the big bounce back. And it is a little bit misleading because you're not going to carry on with this sort of improvement. Mm. So I think we're going to get a much lower improvement. And although we are higher than a year ago, you must remember we're a turnover figure and not so much a value-added figure. So the GDP on a year-ago basis may not be quite as big or obviously won't improve. And we agree with the central bank and others that we're looking at roughly 2023 when we see GDP equaling 2019 numbers.
Yeah. Again. Now, I see in your report you're joining a trend of analysis that's speaking of a swoosh-like recovery as opposed to a V, U or a W-shaped recovery. What is this swoosh recovery that you and your fraternity now speak of?
Well, the swoosh sign comes from Nike. And if you look at their logo, it's got quite a quick upward trend at first, but then it's got a long tail. Mm. And I think that's where we are. If we just think about something very simple, we can see, you know, a lot of manufacturing has come back. There is still problems worldwide with car sales, so that's not coming back as quickly. But, you know, petroleum is back to where it was last year this time, although it wasn't a great time either last year. But the point is parts of it are back. But we also know, for example, that tourism, international tourism, which is about 2.7% of our GDP, is not going to come back anytime soon. Hmm. The COVID regulations make it difficult for people to travel, and people have a certain fear, and one doesn't know when that's going to go away. So there will be a part of the GDP that will take a bit longer. And I think that's what everybody is talking about. And it's unlikely that your other parts are going to substantially surpass the old GDP numbers in the place of, say, something like tourism, nightclubs, and that type of stuff.
Very interesting that you note that the support given in the form of the UIF TER scheme and the social relief of distress grants and other institutional assistance contributed some 100 billion rand to transactions that you've recorded since May this year. That's quite significant.
It's very significant. You know, if you look at the TERs, last I looked, and that was that they put out a statement, which is about 2-3 weeks ago, it was 45 billion on TERS alone. Hmm. And if you look at the actual extra SASSA grant payments, it's about 9 billion rand a month that they were aiming for. They didn't do that in the beginning, but now it's probably over, you know, in overdrive. And that means that alone is about 50 billion in this sort of 6 month period. And then we have the injury on duty type payouts where people got sick or died of COVID.
Yes.
And that amounts to about 6 billion. Then you have the low interest rate loans and the guarantees that the government's giving to some firms. So that adds up to easily 100 billion that has been pumped into the economy. Hmm. And that's kept us afloat a lot longer than, you know, many of us realize.
Yes.
But it is also coming to an end.
Well, that's the thing. Before we get on to that topic, let's touch on the retail sales data that came out for August. Those came down by 4.2% compared to the same time last year. It's an improvement on the minus 8.6% recorded in July, but no doubt the consumer is going to continue being under strain for quite some time, given the much less discretionary spending power.
Yes, I think we're going to see that salaries are not going to keep up. I mean, a lot of people have had salary decreases. What we are going to see, though, is on what we are seeing is exactly the same trend in the retail sales as you're seeing in the Betty. You're seeing it in manufacturing, still down on a year ago. Basically, the Betty is the only exception, but there's a reason for that in the last year's September numbers being a very low or a base.
Yes.
But the point of the matter is everybody is starting to see very good improvements, but the month-on-month improvements are getting slower for all of them. And that says to you, the closer we get to where we were before the crisis hit us, the longer it will take. It's that last little bit that's going to take the longest. So that's where we are right now. And the retail sales, you know, in many aspects are quite pleasing, I think, but it's still 4%, as you said, down on a year ago. Manufacturing is still 10% down on a year ago. We know that the hotel data, when it comes in, is going to be massively down still. So all those things add up, and we can see it in car sales as well. There used to be about, I think at one stage we had zero car sales. The other month we came in at minus 60%.
Yes.
We're now sort of at minus 20%. So it is you know, a lot better than it was, but it's still not bad.
Yeah. Just referring back to the assistance that we were talking about and the fact that a lot of these measures are now going to be removed at the end of this month, that is the end of October, can we expect a significant cutback in the retail sector come November and December? Because obviously these supports will have gone.
And Paul, that's a very good point you make. I think if we look at ATM data that we've been looking at, the cash withdrawals have been quite big. And the cash days that and debit card days or expenditure on days that we see the SASSA grants are very elevated.
Mm.
And that certainly shows you that at least I would say the general retailer, the food and veg retailer, has definitely had a significant impact from that source. And I think the other thing that happened on an aside is that as people sat at home, a lot of people then went out and bought new appliances to be able to watch the Netflix and that sort of new technology at home while they were sitting around. But yes, the SASSA grants certainly has a very big impact. And obviously so with the TERS, because it meant that people could still afford things even if the employer couldn't pay.
Yes. So tomorrow is going to be the great reveal, the Economic Reconstruction and Recovery Plan by President Ramaphosa, a draft version of which has already been leaked, focusing on infrastructure investment like energy, roads and rail, as well as freeing up spectrum and the like to start boosting the economy. But whatever is put out there, ultimately it does need urgent implementation, isn't it?
Yes, the problem in South Africa seems to be that our politicians don't want to spend political capital either. They're very quick to say we're going to spend money. Now there isn't money. Now they have to spend a bit of political capital. So the spectrum and that sort of stuff, that we expected to come along. But it's quite disappointing so far as I can see. I mean, I've been in talks and discussions about the freeing up of rail, the freeing up of electricity, markets, harbors, all that type of stuff is still years away. And that's where we really can make a big difference without spending much money. So if you allow other players, role players, to invest and put their money down for electricity, for whatever, then it will make a big difference to this economy. And it would really free up a competition, and it would allow consumers to benefit and also new players to reap the rewards. And I think that's really lacking. And then the other thing is, like, labor market legislation is never talked about. And we're not talking necessarily the big firms here, but allowing the smaller micro and small enterprises to have a little bit more lax rules would also help. Mm. And I think the further question is, there's not much talk about how we're going to train the civil service, because that's also political capital.
Yes.
So the disappointment here is that the political capital is not being used, and we actually need to use it because we don't have physical capital anymore.
Mm.
But I think at least it is a step in the right direction, but it is it doesn't say much either on the really big issues that we'd like to see addressed. The other thing is, I've just been thinking, and it's been coming up today quite a bit, but a lot of people are asking, which SOEs are going to be helped and which not.
Yes.
And that's another question, because obviously we would have to help the PRASA agency, because otherwise the poor can't get to work.
That's right.
And at the other end, are you going to help SAA? Now, they said they're going to help SAA, but the money isn't there, because you'd rather put the money into trains to get people to work and allow anybody to come in and have an airline going here. So those are the sort of legislation and stuff I'd like to see us, or the problems sort of addressed.
Yes.
If we are going to spend money on SOEs and not the wasteful sort of thing on an SAA.
So the president's economic advisers have come out to say that National Treasury's planned cuts of some 230 billion rand over 3 years will likely be too excessive and be counteractive, given that one needs to spend on investment to get some sort of economic return. It's quite a tricky place to be in, isn't it?
It's very tricky, and I think that's why Mr. Mweni is asking for another week's extension, because they now have to redo their modeling, they have to redo their planning, and then obviously rewrite the whole thing. I think Treasury is under a tremendous amount of pressure, because they also realize that the taxes can't increase that quickly. And although the other guys say, well, let the deficit run, and the IMF these days says, let the deficit run a bit, the implication is that if you already let go, at some stage you're going to have to bring back the party back down to earth.
That's right.
And our road is running out faster than most, because if you look at the Economist magazine, they say we're going to have the second biggest deficit in the world this year of all the economies covered at the back of the Economist magazine. And that's quite a mean feat, so I think we have to realize that we're coming from a very deep hole, and it's going to remain relatively deep for some time. But then 3-4 years down the line, we will see the negative impact of all that debt, I think, on the South African economy as well. Because unfortunately, unlike America, we don't really able to print our own currency.
Yes.
And buy other stuff from other people with it.
That was Mike Schüssler. He's chief economist at economist.co.za.